George Clooney is back as writer, director, and star of Monuments Men. Credit should also go to screenwriter partner Grant Heloff and authors Robert Edsel and Brett Witter, upon whose book Monuments Men the movie is based. This team is just one piece of a good film. Monuments Men is the story of a group of museum directors, curators, architects, art historians, and the like who were pulled together in the later part of World War II. Their job was to go into cities, towns, and villages to protect and or retrieve artwork the Nazis were trying to steal or that had already been stolen. Often they were going in with the Allied troops as they liberated an area, so even though they weren't considered combat troops, they saw their fair share of fighting and suffered their own losses. The main focus of the film is on activities in France and Belgium, among which were the searches for Van Eyck's Ghent altarpiece, Michelangelo's Madonna and Son, and an incredible number of artworks stolen from Paris, and the subsequent rescue operations in Austria. This work was a race against time, with Hitler's Nero decree ordering destruction of the art and the arrival of the Soviets who wanted the art for themselves. Be forewarned, Monuments Men is not a typical blockbuster war movie replete with special effects or gung-ho heroes. Instead, it is a true and simple story long overdue in its telling. The only thing blockbuster about it is its cast, starting with George Clooney and moving through the ranks of John Goodman, Bill Murray, Bob Balaban, Hugh Bonneville, Matt Damon, Jean Dujardin, Cate Blanchett, and even Clooney's dad, Nick, has a role. In my mind, this is a little something for everyone. As one would expect, each and every one of the cast members gives a heartfelt performance that allows the viewer to connect with their characters. Even more remarkable is that each of these big names remains almost humble in the presence of the others. No one actor stands out. They are a true ensemble. The other piece of this film that adds to its beauty is the soundtrack by Alexandre Desplat, most recently known for his soundtrack for Philomena. As with many of his scores, the score for Monuments Men is striking in its simplicity. Many moments are lilting, almost haunting strains of a single piano. At other times, as a counterpoint, it captures the swagger of the Allies, in particular the Americans, with its large marching band feel. It is well worth listening to and helps drive each and every scene. Clooney had a daunting task in bringing this vast story to a relatively speaking small screen. To his credit, the events he depicted in his screenplay were actual events, including the strange side story of a dentist. If anything was lacking, it was a clear view of all that these men had to do to find and save these works of art. That said, I don't know how Clooney could have changed this piece without losing other parts of the film or having an extremely long film. All in all, the story flows cohesively, and the threads tying the characters together are beautifully interwoven. So while this may not be a blockbuster, in-your-face war movie, Monuments Men is a lovely film that reflects the courage of a few men who are trying to save a special piece of mankind's soul at a time when others would have destroyed it all. Monuments Men is rated PG-13 for war violence and smoking. But I would tell parents, if you can live with these items, I recommend this film for any student who is interested in history. It is definitely well worth the 118 minutes of viewing time. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.